I would like to ask you about your time in Rwanda, if you have some experiences there that you would be willing to share with us that really stick in your mind.
Yeah. Oh yes, there are two experiences that one is more professional and the other one is human. It happens that one day I met a person in a dinner. This person was singing Rwandese with a beautiful voice, but very simple and nothing really, not attractive at all. I mean, now she passed away, so, but very simple person, and she was singing nicely. She was playing the guitar, and I thought that she could have done something better with the guitar. And as I play guitar, even though I cut my nails for the interview, so I approach her and I just show her a little bit how to, you know, to reach the, and we became friends. So she was coming at my place, I was seeing her, she was coming to the office also, and her name was Annunciata. One day, my driver told me, "Dima, Alessandro, do you know who is that woman?" I say, "Yes, Annunciata, what is..." And finally, she was, the name of artist was Kamaliza, who was one of the, probably the most important singer in Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, in that area. And it was a magnificent, it was fantastic experience, because she came home with two dancers of the National Ballet, and we put her music and they were dancing, and I was playing with her the guitar, and it was and I went to see the kids, because she was very keen, she was very helping orphanage. Okay, so I was going with her and another singer. Now it seems that he is very famous, I don't remember his name, but he was there, but Kamaliza, of course, she was, and the other one was just there dancing and so on. And that was a fantastic experience to meet somebody like Kamaliza, and even she was singing to me some songs which have never been published, and she gave me a cassette where she was just singing those songs which are inedited, they're not published, but I don't know where I put the cassette, but I hope one day I will find it. And after a couple of months she passed away, she had an accident, and we don't know exactly how she passed away. And I went to the funeral, and I remember that all the personalities, even at that time he was not president, he was Minister of the Defense, Mr. Paul Kagame, and he was there, and other, Bizimungu, I think, was the president, but I'm not sure if he was there, but Kagame for sure was there, and other representatives of the government were there. And me, I just sat somewhere in the church, and it was so, that was an amazing experience. And on the top, she was a major of the army, but she never told me that. And also, people told me that normally she was not going out or looking for foreigner people or white people in general, because of the history, I mean, of Africa sometime, you know, the white people did not play a good role. And so you have this kind of reaction, generalization. We are not all the same, of course, but, you know, sometimes people don't like because they don't like. And so I was privileged, really a honor, a privilege to have this human experience with Annunciata or Kamaliza. And the other one was, I testified before a military court in Rwanda, because I was in charge of, when they closed the camp of Kibeho and other camps, the European Union and the United Nations wanted somebody who to coordinate, and they chose me. So I went to Butare. I put the bases in Butare, I mean, the headquarters was in Butare, I was the chief there, no experience, nothing, eh? I mean, you know, and how can you have experience, such crime is so, you know, so, but I was there. And the refugee camp was within the territory of Rwanda. Finally, they closed the camp, we had some killings. I did a report, and somebody was accused. One of the colonel of the FPR was accused there. And finally, I wanted to go to testify because I was there. I was in Rwanda. I prepared a report. I gave to Seth Sendoshonga, who was Minister of the Interior at that time. I gave my report to him and so on. And finally, I asked permission to the UN, I mean, to the deputy prosecutor, and he gave me this authorization, more or less. So I went to testify, and it was quite an impressive experience because I had hundreds of people behind me, maybe thousands of people behind me. And I had an interpreter. I don't remember how many judges, 7, 8, 9, I don't remember how many judges there. The colonel was sitting without grades, and it was quite a strong experience. But I wanted to do it. And because of this experience, after some time, I received a cow as a present. And you know, the cow for the Rwandese is the most important present that they can give you. You can give a telephone, you can give $1,000, you can give a building, you can give hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you give a cow, this is really a sign of respect, because that is the tradition, is the history of the Rwandese. And in particular, the history of the pastor, the nomads, the Tutsi, who are... So to receive a cow, like for the Maasai also here in Tanzania, is something very, very important. And I have a cow in Rwanda, and I'm very, very happy for that. I mean, I feel nice, because probably what I did, even if I did not do to receive any... I do because I wanted to do. Nobody forced me to do anything. But to notice that what I did has been appreciated by other people, and in particular the Rwandese, but it's, you know, I like it.